From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in the book of Joshua as he brings the concluding portion of a message entitled The Root of Failure and the Key to Victory. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, found in his collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text is found in John chapter 15 and verse 4. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself. How did you begin to bear fruit? It was when you came to Jesus and cast yourselves on His great atonement and rested on His finished righteousness. Ah, what fruit you had then! Do you remember those early days? Then indeed the vine flourished, the tender grape appeared, the pomegranates budded forth, and the beds of spices gave forth their smell. Have you declined since then? If you have, we charge you to remember that time of love, and repent, and do thy first works. Be most in those engagements which you have experimentally proved to draw you nearest to Christ, because it is from Him that all your fruits proceed. Any holy exercise which will bring you to Him will help you to bear fruit. The sun is no doubt a great worker in fruit-creating among the trees of the orchard, and Jesus is still more so among the trees of His garden of grace. When have you been the most fruitless? Has it not been when you have lived the farthest from the Lord Jesus Christ, when you have slackened in prayer, when you have departed from the simplicity of your faith, when your graces have engrossed your attention instead of your Lord, when you have said, My mountain standeth firm, I shall never be moved, and have forgotten where your strength dwells, has it not been then that your fruit ceased? Some of us have been taught that we have nothing out of Christ by terrible abasements of heart before the Lord, and when we have seen the utter barrenness and death of all creature power, we have cried in anguish, From Him all my fruit must be found, for no fruit can ever come from me. We are taught by past experience that the more simply we depend upon the grace of God in Christ and wait upon the Holy Spirit, the more we shall bring forth fruit unto God. Oh, to trust Jesus for fruit as well as for life.
Bye.
Soon it will be the time of year when the thoughts of God's people turn with special emphasis to the miracle of the Incarnation, the incomprehensible truth of Emmanuel, God with us. The Apostle John wrote, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Joseph was told, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." To assist you in meditating upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, we're happy to offer a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas, written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer. The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding To Think About section that draws lines of application from the text to modern-day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write, "Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's "Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas while supplies last. Achan's Sin and His Punishment teaches us that the Christian's attitude toward sin is the key either to victory or to defeat. The sin spoken of here is not just the occasional transgression. It is gross, deliberate, and persistent sin, which grieves the Holy Spirit. Achan's sin included many aspects, such as sacrilege, contamination by the unclean thing, and hypocrisy. He was guilty of carnal lust, unbelief, and stubborn impenitence. The presence of unconfessed sin renders a believer powerless against God's enemies. In Achan's case, sin brought ruin upon himself and his family. Yet there is a way back for the believer who has fallen victim to the wiles of the devil. True repentance will bring victory over sin and will restore spiritual success to the Christian's life. May we all examine ourselves in the light of Achan's sin and what it cost him. Now to conclude this message, the root of failure and the key to victory, here is Dr. Cairns.
But I want to tell you that uncleanness is not to be crowned in the Christian church. It is a curse that God is against. Uncleanness. Lasciviousness. Still in verse 19. Idolatry. Witchcraft. Use of magical symbols, magical incantations, and especially in connection with experimentation with drugs. It's all in the word that's translated witchcraft. Is that in the church today? But then he goes on. Hatred. Now hold a second. Do you not see that there is a vast difference in tone here? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. Now hatred. One Christian bearing a hatred against a brother. Variance, emulations, jealousies, wrath, strife, seditions. Then he gets on to heresies and envyings and murders and drunkenness and reveling and such like. But I want you to see this. It's very, very easy in a church to sit back and say, well, I'm not in drugs, I'm not in drink, I'm not in pornography, I'm not in these great unclean things, I'm not this, I'm not that. But the variance and the emulation and the jealousy and the envy and the hatred and the backbiting, God puts them all together as works of the flesh, things that His soul hates. Oh, let's understand this. We're dealing with sin here. I'd thought, when I looked at Aiken, of just preaching on the anatomy of sin. Well, there you have quite a bit of it. And the thing is, that's what I mean by failure, and that's what I mean by sin. And we must understand that sin causes failure. And we must be aware of the constant danger from such sin. Achan was fighting the Lord's battle at Jericho when he fell into this sin. What does that tell us? It tells us that in the midst of the external battle, we are fighting an even more important internal battle. And we must never neglect the internal life. We must never neglect that battle for inward purity. In all your battling outside, in all your standing for God, and I trust you will stand for God. I trust you will go out as a public witness, and you will assault every stronghold of Satan. Be a witness. Be a man or a woman who will stand up publicly for Christ. But remember, in all your public standing, do not neglect the personal internal life. Temptation will hit you. It will hit you hard. It will hit you suddenly. It will hit you when you are weakest. It will hit you when you are least expecting it. You've got to ensure by the personal cultivation of fellowship and holiness with God that the internal battle is being won. We read of the steps in Achan's fall. He says, I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, etc. I coveted them. I took them. And they're hid in the midst of my tent. The steps in his fall. The look. Then the lust. Then there was the larceny. I took them. And then there were the lies. I hid them. And I want to tell you There you have how temptation operates against a man who has not been cultivating the inward life, the personal holiness and walk with God. A look becomes a lust. The lust is translated into the action. And then there's the big cover-up. You lose out with God. Such sin has always terrible consequences. Here's the failure. Robs us of fellowship with God. It closes up the place of prayer. When God says, get up, I'm not listening to you. Get up. Closes off the place of prayer. It halts all spiritual progress on a personal level. It also halts all great movements of God's power through us and those with whom we stand. It renders us powerless in the face of Satan's least, the least of his strongholds. Ai, what was Ai? Not much, but it was big enough to beat the Israelites. You have Christians who are constantly falling. They can't get victory anywhere. They trip and they fall over the smallest things. Why? Because sin has robbed them of the power to withstand. Makes us a prey to the feeblest foes. It negates all our other efforts and all our other abilities. I think it's tragic to see the wreck of many a promising Christian life. And you see people, and they have talent, and they have ability. They have health, they have youth, they have strength, they have education. They have many, many things that you would say would be greatly useful in the work of God. And very often they count for nothing. Nothing. All negated by the sin of Achan. And worst of all, it brings public disgrace on the testimony of the Lord. Now let's understand this, men and women. Sin brings failure. But as the text points out, repentance is the way to victory. While you hold on to that sin, you'll be nowhere else except going downward ever more deeply. But thank God, repentance brings victory and spiritual success. The judgment of sin is necessary. Without it, prayer is unheard, warfare is in vain, and defeat spreads like a plague. It's necessary. Peter says the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. We were singing J. Edwin Orr's hymn based on the words of the psalmist, "Search me, O God. Search me." We must get to the place where we recognize it is absolutely necessary to deal with our sin. That God would deal with our hearts and make us truly holy. That we touch not the unclean thing. Judgment of sin must be radical. Must be exposed. And it must be excised. There has to be a radical dealing with what is grieving our God. Now let's be open and honest with the Lord about this. It's always easy to deal with the sins of another church. It's always easy to deal with the sins of another persuasion and theology. It's always easy to deal with the sins of another person even. The easiest thing in the world to do is point the finger. But to get alone with God and have a radical dealing with our hearts is the crying and urgent need of this hour. No excuses. Man, how good we are at making excuses. Well, I'm not where I was with God, but. Well, forget about the but. Just cut that off. Get back to that. I'm not where I was with God. No but. Why? And deal with it. Oh, I have lost out with God and my testimony's nowhere. But, well, again, cut off the but and get back to the question, why, and deal with it. It must be radical. And thank God it will be beneficial. There's a great blessing here. And the blessing is that when God's people are in earnest about personal holiness with God and the holiness of the testimony of their church with God, when they are really in earnest, it clears the way for the Lord to restore the power and restore the blessing. The foes that defeated us will now retire and defeat themselves. And we will receive a new experience of the power of God to bless and use us. Thank God we will make progress toward our ultimate goal. Conquering Ai was just one more step toward the goal of entering into the fullness of their God. Can I bring you back to something I've preached, I don't know how many hundreds of times over the years in this church? There is a fullness in Christ, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. That's the goal of the Christian in this life. Filled to the full and enjoying it in Christ. There's a fullness of blessing. There's a fullness of power. There's a fullness of Christ. That's the great joy that's set before the Christian. Not this staggering from one defeat to another. Not this limping through the Christian life where we hardly know what direction we're going in, but living in the fullness of our Savior. It is there not for an elite, but for every single Christian. That is the normal Christian life. And anything else is subnormal. That's the normal Christian life. That's the goal. Oh, judging sin is beneficial, for it brings us forward toward the goal. When we read the story of Achan, these are the things then that we ought to be learning. Can I close by saying that, and I noted this down as I read the story, some questions I need to ask myself as I read this story. Do I have victory in the Christian life, or am I living in defeat? In which specific areas have I fallen into defeat? Can I put my finger on the specific causes of that defeat? What is my attitude to that cause? What is my attitude to that and other sin? Am I willing honestly now to get before God and to confess my sin, not merely in a general way, but to deal with the sin that has caused me to lose out with God, to deal with it, to confess it, and to repent of it before the Lord? And I suppose the question that sums it all up is the restoration of spiritual power and victory my all-consuming passion.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.